the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
If you ever go to YouTube looking to be entertained, make sure you look up Quick Dick McDick, a farmer who hails from somewhere in Saskatchewan who has rants better than Rick Mercer. McDick speaks so quickly that you have to listen hard, but he's a riot at plain talk and poking the elites in the eye. In other words, he's just what we need, and already has more than 12,000 subscribers to his YouTube program. The protesters' diet is one of my favorite segments. It's a good rant about vegan dieters saving the world by eating margarine, and it's particularly funny as he goes through a farm and every step in the way of getting that little tub of margarine to market. Why? Because every step of it on today's farm involves big honking machinery, massive machines, and big honking tractors that burn through gallons of gasoline a day to plant the canola, to fertilize the canola, to cultivate the canola, and then to harvest the canola all takes a lot of fossil fuel. And then there's the gas-gugging machines that dry the canola and separate the flowers from the canola. More big honking tractor trailers to haul the canola to the freight yard, where it is then poured into special freight cars to be shipped by a big honking train locomotive to big cities like Vancouver, who have the most vegans demanding their margarine. When those cities are reached, the canola is driven to big gas-chewing tractor trailer rigs to a processing plant where it is spun and mixed, turned into margarine, and placed in a plastic tub. Yes, plastic. To then be loaded onto the separate gas-powered refrigeration trucks that take it to the supermarket. Bottom line, try to do all that fossil-free. When you finally get there, give me a buzz. I'll try to still be alive. Routendar Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Wow, what, very well said. Thank you, Mark. That was wonderful. By the way, I've watched that YouTuber. It is pretty cool. Very cool. Welcome back to the program. Angelo Viola, Michael Mooring sitting in for the vacationing Stephen Labadie, who will be back next week, just as John Winters, our producer, leaves for his. And then maybe when John gets back, Stephen will probably need some time off, and maybe he can go away again.
That's right.
Yeah. Derek Brandale and Jessica Ellis on the board. Jessica will be leaving us after today's show. Maybe Maria Saint-Aubin can come back. She's not far. She's doing the news. I mean, she could just, wouldn't take her much, you know. Anyways, wonderful program. That little jingle you just heard means it's time to do a little in-house safety. Our in-house safety expert, his name is Bradley Schlorf. He, too, is on vacation. Well, look at that. He's in Texas. Good morning, Bradley.
Okay, so you mentioned about me being on the Texas coast. I'm right on the coast right now. We're just the Ontario connection here. So my brother-in-law, Ted's driving. He's from Kemble, Ontario, co-piloted by Randy Nethery. He's from Sault Ste. Marie, and my son, Josh, from Barry, and me. We've been
nice.
On the Texas coast suburbs.
Nice. We're going very fishing. Nice. I figured that. Where are you off to? Where are you going?
We're just turned onto the beach on South Padre Island, so we've got a few miles to drive north of the entrance and setting up where we'll be.
I love South Padre Island, by the way. I have been there on several occasions. Fantastic place. I could give you, if I had known you'd be there.
Do a shoot.
Well, I should. I mean, yeah, Mike and I will have to find some holes on our schedule to take vacations like you people are, Steven and you and Winters. Yeah, of course. John's got deals going in Jamaica next week. He's going down to some radio interviews, you know? So, anyways.
Yeah, you're paying for it, right?
Well, I don't want to say that, you know, but certainly did cross my mind, you know. So tell me, what are you fishing for today?
Today we're fishing in the surf, so we'll be getting whiting and pompano, we hope.
And that'll be part of the meal this evening, I trust?
We're aiming for a fish fry for tonight, so we got to get them.
Nice, nice. Talk to me about safety. I want to talk to you about night collisions versus day collisions. What do you know about that?
It's dark at night, and
yes,
it's brighter in the daytime, and it happens
perfect
the same way every day, all year round. So it's not rocket science to figure that out.
Perfect.
And with the snowmobile park, too, a lot of it's people driving too fast for how far their headlight will work.
Yeah, you're right. And I know I've said this before, and every time I say I get nasty emails, you know, I've said, you know, I don't think that there should be boat or snowmobile driving after dark, my opinion. And everybody poo-poos me when I say that. But I do believe that. I think it would save a lot of fatalities. But first of all, I'm assuming night collisions have produced a lot of fatalities. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. But it's again, a lot of it's because people are driving beyond their ability or the ability of their equipment. So if you're driving too fast to begin with and you can't see what you're going to hit, you're likely to hit it.
If you can't see what you're going to hit. So, okay, that's an interesting, yeah. You're right. So you need to know what that speed is, right, that you can stop with the distance that you can actually see, within the distance that you can actually see. Do people know what that is?
Well, like the tree that people hit with their sled has usually always been there.
Right.
So being a bit familiar with your terrain is helpful, too. But, you know, it's safe to drive at night. Just don't drive too fast when drunk.
Well, let's add that little another layer and texture to the whole thing, because nighttime seems to be that time when people have a couple of pops and then they've got to get home and they jump on that machine or in that boat and off they go, right? So it just compounds the whole problem of not being able to see. But it's also how they get so courageous, how people get so courageous to drive at night, because quite frankly, it's pretty scary to drive a boat or a snowmobile at nighttime, you know?
But alcohol is a great fueler of bravery.
Yes. Yes. And that's exactly what I mean, for sure. All right, buddy. I'm going to let you get on with your fishing vacation there with the family. And say hello to everybody for me, by the way.
I will indeed. With a bit of luck, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, don't forget. Yeah, I want to see lots of images of all those wonderful species of fish that you said you were catching.
It's a deal.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bradley Slurf. Sounds like he's on a covert mission, Michael. Just, he's kind of sneaking his words in there.
Yeah. What was up with that? I caught that as well.
Yeah, I don't know. So I thought, let's, you know, cut him some slack. He's probably undercover or something.
That's true.
That was Bradley Slurf, retired, supposedly retired staff sergeant with the OBP, now our in-house safety expert on Outdoor Journal, and now on vacation in Texas, somewhere on the Gulf Coast of Texas, as a matter of fact. And he will be there for the next, I believe, another 3 weeks, Michael. So that's 1, 2, 3 vacationers from the crew, and Jessica's leaving, so we might as well throw her under the bus too,
and say
that's 4.
Dropping like flies over
here.
Yeah,
I know. I'm a little concerned, to be honest with you.